Now, for the past 5 months, we have been bringing to you lessons from the Gospel according to John, at this time each Sunday morning. Last week we had a lesson from chapter 8, and again this morning we're going to the same chapter. But I might say right now that this will be our last lesson in John's Gospel, at least for the present. I want to read to you now a verse or two from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to John. At verse 12 we read these words, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, we pass further down the chapter to verse 28, and we read these words, "Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now I'm sure the Lord will bless to us the reading of these verses. Now, I want to point out to you once again that in this Gospel and in chapter 8, I drew attention to the fact that there is presented to us the glory of the person of Christ. In this particular section we've been reading from, it's the glory of the person of Christ as the light. In some sections of John's Gospel, he's presented as the life. In other sections, he's presented as the light. And then we also have a presentation of the great truth of his love. I made mention of the fact that in the opening 11 verses, it is the light of his grace. But verses 12 through 20 is the light of his glory. And then verses 21 to 30, it's the light of his government. It's a strange thing, of course, that the Bible declares this, and it's true, that men love the darkness rather than the light. I wonder why. And the Bible gives the answer to that problem. And it's this, because their deeds are evil. Evil men like to work in the darkness. Because if they come to the light, their evil deeds will be made manifest. Now we saw in the light of his grace how that instead of condemning one woman and letting those that condemned her go free, he did something that was very unusual, and it brought conviction to the consciences of all who stood around. They all went out, beginning at the oldest right down to the last one. Then he turned to the woman, he said, "Where are thine accusers? Has no man accused you? Has no man condemned you?" She says, "No man, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more." Now remember, I drew attention to the fact that he did not condone the woman's sin. He did not excuse it. But what he told the woman was this, she was forgiven as it were, and she was to go and sin no more. Now, not only do we have the light of his grace, because it's by grace that we're saved through faith, that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. You need the grace of God, my friend. You'll never get saved apart from the grace of God. But we also have the light of his glory, verses 12 through 20. Christ states his claim. He says, "I am the light of the world." But the strange thing is that the world rejected the light. Now, you know, the first record of God speaking, away back in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 3, God said, "Let there be light." God was able to say that because God is light. And so he says, "Let there be light." And there was light. Have you ever thought of some of the functions of light? For instance, now, light divides. It makes a difference between day and night. Makes a darkness and light different. Light illumines. It gives light upon the earth. Until the time God said, let there be light, this earth was in darkness. And then, you know, light rules. The sun was given to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. And you cannot alter that. If you were to read down through the 19th Psalm, you'd discover this, that these different lights were given for signs or witnesses for God. And these lights are given to regulate our days and our years and our seasons. If they went out of orbit, you would discover this, that all your seasons would be mixed up. Of course, we need a light of knowledge so that we may know. And we need the light of guidance so that we may go. And we need the light for fruitfulness so that we may grow. If a man rejects the light of knowledge, he remains in ignorance. That's the reason that we have rules and regulations and laws today almost to enforce the fact that children must go to school of some kind and be educated. Have you ever thought there was a time when people weren't educated, they couldn't read and they couldn't write? What a blessing, what a boon it was when education was made available to people and we had good teachers who were able to teach us how to read and how to write. If we hadn't the light of knowledge, we would still be in ignorance. But we need the light of guidance so that we may go. You cannot very well go on in the darkness. People tried to drive along our highways at night without lights. There would just be utter confusion. We need light for guidance. Even when we come to our intersections, we have our three lights. We have the green, we have the yellow or amber, and we have the red. Now, if a person is color blind and they can't read the lights, again, there will be utter confusion and disaster. And so we learn to obey the light. And if we learn to obey the light, we avoid the accidents. We need the light of guidance so that we may go. We need the light for fruitfulness. If we didn't have the sun shining, we wouldn't have any harvest. So we need the light for fruitfulness so that we may grow. And what is true in the natural is true, my friend, in the moral and in the spiritual. When it comes to salvation, you need the light of the knowledge so that you may know. Christ said, I am the light of the world. There's no salvation apart from Him. No man can come unto the Father but by Him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. We need the light of guidance so that we may go, and Christ is that light. There used to be a missionary by the name of Dan Crawford. He was traveling through Africa way back at the beginning of this century. He had no map. He got a little colored boy in Africa who was to lead him from one village to the other. And the sun had set, the darkness was coming down. Dan Crawford couldn't see the road. He couldn't see the little beaten path through the grass. He turned to the boy and he said, where is the way? The boy said, this is the way, and he pointed the direction. But Dan Crawford wasn't too sure, for he couldn't see any footmarks, he couldn't see any path that was beaten out. At last he said to the boy, are you sure you're on the right way? Do you know the way? And the little black boy looked up into Dan Crawford's face. And with a beaming smile, he said to the missionary, he said, I am the way, follow me. Dan Crawford followed the boy and he led him to the next village. Ah, that's what the Lord says to us too. He said, I am the way. If we follow Him, we shall not walk in darkness. He's also the light for fruitfulness, and He helps us to grow in moral and spiritual things. But then we find, as we come down through the following verses, 21 to 30, we have the light of His government. As the true light, He reveals their darkness. He says, whither I go, ye cannot come. Because they were walking in darkness. If He was the light and they preferred the darkness, they would never reach the proper destination. They would finish up in the place of judgment. They would finish up in the place of death. They would finish up in the place of separation from God. Whither I go, ye can't come, He said, because they were walking, of course, in darkness. As the true light, he condemns the darkness of their unbelief. He said, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. The greatest tragedy that can befall any person is to die in their sins. Because if they die in their sins, he says, where I am, thither ye cannot come. Oh, the darkness of unbelief. Are any of my listeners this morning walking the path of darkness? Walking in unbelief, my friend, if so, you need to turn, you need Christ, you need to get saved. As the true light, he unveils the manner of his death. He said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. In chapter 3, he indicated to Nicodemus why he should be lifted up. Now he indicates who would be responsible. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high, hallelujah. What a Savior. Oh, friends, do you know him? If not, why not trust him this morning just where you are? You've been listening.